We'll just do a little bit. I didn't prepare very much, so we'll just do a little bit of this today. Okay, we're up to page Kuf, the first page Kuf Aleph, up to Gimel. Simon Pei, we're in the middle of Halacha Beis, but we're on page Kuf Aleph, on the bottom, in the Shi'arim Mitzionim Halacha, Ois Gimel. It talks about a question, a very interesting question, about are you allowed to open up a radiator on Shabbos? Everyone has a radiator in the house, and you have the valve. That's similar to the Shiloh here, and you want to open up the valve, the radiator is closed. And on Shabbos, you want to open up the valve in order to
let the steam come up.
So by doing so, is that involve Malacha Deraisa, Malacha Derabbanan, is it a Grum, is it a Mutter? So what exactly is the Halach? What are the various issues? So here he discussed Pesach HaTaner. So we learned that it says in the Kishuch that you're not allowed to open up the door of the oven, because opening the door of the oven, especially in the old ovens, now referring to our ovens, it causes the coals to flare, and there is a Malacha Deraisa of Kibui and Havara by opening and closing the door of an oven which has live coals. Okay, then we discuss what about opening up an oven. So we discuss opening up an oven possibly can be permitted if the oven already, certainly if the oven is already going, the oven already is on, the oven is not off. Even if the oven is off, it's not so simple that it should be also. The minig olam is not to open up an oven that is on Shabbos because you're dealing with a havara. It's not just electricity, it's ash. So it's definitely more problematic unless you have some type of clock. All right, now that's not going either. Every single type of oven has to be discussed separately, and there are many opinions in this matter. But here he discussed this. Gimel Pesach HaTaner, Ra'im Mutal Liftoyach HaRadiator. Are you allowed to open up the valve on a radiator to allow the steam to rise? So who? What is this? Hatzinorim v'yakonim. These are the pipes and all the various types of pipes. Shachoyim hakito nichnas pem, which steam rises through. So what's the halacha? What are the issues? Nir l'chayru l'chavi raya mi'aguda. From Aguda was one of the rishonim. Ruva, he's brought down b'mogen Avram. Shakos Avsham. There. Haveisi the habati choref, the winter rooms, shemischamim oisam metachteim, there are rooms that are cold in the winter and they're heated from beneath. Vial hanakavim yesh k'arois barzel, and there are some type, I don't know exactly what this is ancient times, I don't know exactly what they're referring to, but there are some type of holes in the ground. Vial hanakavim yesh k'arois, upon these holes in the ground, there are plates of barzel, kevents, or stimas even, or it's closed with stone. No hagin bohete leposchan b'shabes ayin sham. So it seems like you have an upper room, you have a lower room. The lower room, there's some fire going, there's some heat. There's heat that is rising from the lower room, and the upper room is there are vents. And you want to open the vents by removing these stones, opening up, removing these plates of barzel on Shabbos, which will be the equivalent of opening up the valve. And it's mutter. Omnom, you can't really compare. It's not exactly the same. Ayin, b'mishnebu, b'shar tzion, t'mefarish, d'ri haguda, you have to know exactly what the case there was. Sheyesh shnei chadorim, ze al ze. There are two rooms. V'yesh nekavim b'tikra satachtoina, and there are holes in the lower room. When you heat up the tanner in the lower room and it gets hot, some of the heat should rise through these holes to the upper room. It's no different than opening up the door in a hot room to a cold room. So he basically says that the that's not equivalent to our case. Why not? You can't compare, because when you open up a radiator, the water, the steam is in direct contact with the boiler. Okay, there's a pot in the boiler that's being heated, and that steam is rising through the pipes, and that steam comes into the radiator. it heats up the radiator, it gets cold, and the cold water returns back to the pot, and that pot is once again going to be heated by the fire. So it's not equivalent to the case where you have a hot room. One room, the temperature is 70 degrees, and another room is 50 degrees, and you open up the door from one room to the other room. When you open up the door, you're absolutely not having any direct connection to the source of heat. Here, a radiator is directly connected to the source of heat, and by causing the steam to spread to another radiator, you're going to increase the amount of work the boiler has to do in order to keep the house warm. So maybe there is a melacha deraisa. Either it's a grama, or it's a davar shem eschavein, but it's davar shem eschavein psigresha, and you're dealing with a shal deraisa because it's eish, it's havara. So, but it's one thing he wants to make clear is that even though we have over here this situation that of the aguda, it's not comparable to a modern day radiator. Okay, so he's not passing clearly. We're just telling us different issues.
You're not talking about a water boiler. You're talking about the radiator.
A radiator is connected to a water boiler. What else is it connected to?
What are you causing by opening the radiator?
You're causing the boiler to work harder. You're causing the ash in the boiler to run. What?
The boiler works usually with a thermostat.
Okay, so you're saying it's a grama. It's a grama. It's a davar shem eschavein. It's in a different room. There are many different layers. That's why there are grounds to be matter. I do remember hearing, I don't know, I have to read more. It's mutter?
No, the shaila is that there's water in there.
So what?
So when the heat, steam hits the water.
No, let's say there's no water in there. Let's say the radiator is empty. Is empty. What do you mean?
Every radiator comes up as steam.
Yeah.
Condenses as water, and the water runs back into the boiler to get reheated.
That's later, but that's not directly what you do. When you're turning on, when you are opening up the valve, what are you doing at that moment in time?
You're letting it go into the radiator.
So what's wrong with that?
Because the steam hits the... You ever hear bang, bang?
That's later. That's much later. That's not having b'shas ma'is. That's a grama. Yes. That's a grama. That's not a ma'isa b'yadayim. That's only a grama. I am opening up the steam. You have a kettle. So you take the kettle. You take the kettle off the range. So you also there are a lot of things that are happening. It's mutter. Even though you're going to put it back, there's...
You can't put hot water from a cook straight into the cook.
There's no cold water here. When you're opening up the valve, the radiator at this point is empty. If you have a radiator that you used 5 minutes ago and it's filled with cold water and you shut off the valve and you let it collect in the radiator, it's trapped cold water, and now you turn on the valve. By turning on the valve, you're causing to cook the cold water that's in the radiator. I understand. Because you have a radiator that's filled, that's trapped cold water. It's not even that's not so silly, because that water already has been cooked at one point in time, when it was cooked. But let's say you have cold water, now you're opening up the valve and you're causing the steam to rise and you're causing to cook that water. That might be problematic. But here you have a radiator that has been turned on from the last winter. It's empty. And you open up the valve, and now the steam is rising. And the steam rises and causes this type, what is it called, cast iron, the type of metal of the radiator to spread the heat, to heat up. What are you really doing? Are you really doing anything? Grama! Because eventually the steam will turn into cold water, and it's going to slide back into the boiler, into the tank, and the tank is going to get... The tank is going to get cold, and then the thermostat's going to register we need a little more steam in the house, and it's going to cause the flame to cook that water once again. Even that's not such problematic, because, well, you're causing ish, causing havar. Is it a bishul? Not really, because it's already was cooked the water once. Ain bishlach a bishul. The water was already cooked.
Oh, with water,
it's definitely the rabbanon. That's not a deraisa. And over here, it's only a grama. You're not doing it directly. It's only happening at a later point in time. There are many kulas, and also a kol choylim eitzel hatzina v'yapachin. When it comes to cold and heat, everyone is begeder a choyle. So there are many, many leans. I vaguely remember once a shayla we wanted to do it, and the halacha was it was mut. I can't bring a raya. I don't remember all the details, but we have to go through more details. But first thing, he just wants to lay out some of the yesodos. This case is not comparable to the case of the aguda. The aguda was dealing with a primitive situation. There was an oven in a room. the oven in the room warmed up the room to a very comfortable temperature, and it was adjacent to another room, a room above, and they wanted to open up a vent to allow some of the warm air from room A to travel to room B. Of course that's smota. You're doing absolutely nothing. Air is traveling from one room to another room. The radiator is not traveling air from one room to another room. You're in direct contact with the boiler, and the boiler is in direct contact, is involved in havar. The ayin b'shut me Yehuda. Kosaf. Shom, oydus achadodim, shachimam bimos achadif hu miakitor shabon mitachas akakabai. Same situation. Shashom yesh tanur kitor hanisakhade gecholim, or atanur ze yoitzim konim. From this tanur, okay, now he's coming to a case that's more similar to our situation. From this oven, yoitzim konim, there are pipes, hamispashtim, binim shachim, luchol cheder, to different rooms. Uvi chadodim yesh konim kefulim nase. Nasim kidmus tanur, and in the other rooms there are more rooms that are kfulim. Okay, this is a radiator. That's what a radiator looks like. It looks like a bunch of pipes that are folded over and over in many different ways. Nasim kidmus tanur uvitzidim yesh kaftar, and along the side there is a button. Okay, kaftar I think here means there's a valve. Shal yodai through this valve soismil poiskim lhafzik wilhachnis akidor lacheder. Vikama pomim yismalu hakonim shilcheder imayim. Sometimes one of the radiators are filled with water. Neschalif me'akitor v'imbo ibo yovo kitor l'secha konim nescham hamayim. The artichu, and it will cause it to be boiled. Okay, so here you have a situation where you want to open up the. Here it seems that this it seems to be saying is you have a situation where the radiator was closed, but the radiator was open yesterday, a day before, and in this radiator is trapped with water, old water that has condensed, steam that's condensed, it's filled in this radiator. But now opening up this radiator right now, you're going to cause that water to get hot from the steam that's rising through the pipes. So what is the halacha? Kosav sham demitzat ha-din ev sheshesh tzad lahatir. Listam v'luftoich ha-kaftor. Why? Ki ma sheyartiach ha-mayim shebekonim al yidei ha-psicha, this that's going to get hot by opening up the valve, hu dover shem eschav. Number one, it's dover shem eschav. That's not my intent. My intent is that the new steam should come into the pipes and spread its heat through the pipes. U'psik resha, and this that it's going to cause the water to get cooked is something which is not my kavana. It's a psik resha deloy nichel. Because there's water trapped in the radiator. That's not what I want. It's a psik ratio. That's number one. And even though it's psik ratio, and it doesn't look like I'm trying to do this, it does not look like I'm trying to cook it. Okay, I'm not sure exactly which is referring to Morgan Avram. So he wants to say there's another problem. The problem is turning the valve is muksa. Hagam she'ein doimim l'shor tanurim. Even though this valve on the radiator is not like an oven, umihay taima ein svor l'esa mishum muksa umishum she'ein boki b'maisa tanur who sayim l'aloch v'lo l'maisa. Okay, he just took in circles. I don't know exactly what he's saying. I'm not really bucking how it works. I don't know exactly how the boiler works, how the radiators work. The water that's trapped inside, it's very complicated, so he seems to say over here that it really should be mutter. It's a dover, shem is chavein, and it's mutter. Again, our situation is much better, because most of the time when you want to open up a radiator on Shabbos, ruba de ruba, you're dealing with a situation where there's no water trapped in the radiator. Right? It's a radiator that's been closed for a very long time, and it's empty. So opening up the radiator for the very first time, you're just letting the steam come in for the very first time, you're not doing any havar whatsoever. L'chor, it's mutter. And the muksa, he says, it's not really muksa, because...
worse.
Why?
Two reasons. One is that there's a thermostat on the boiler.
Okay.
Why is that worse?
That there's a water fill.
A water what?
A valve that automatically, unless you have a
causing bishel.
That puts in water whatever.
Right, that's a real problem. That's a problem. But that's also indirect. Let's take a step back. Why?
He's talking about a system that's no radiator.
It's a closed system. There's no water. Let's take a step back. What's the problem you're addressing? What's the primary reason you're not allowed to turn on hot water on Shabbos? The number one problem. The other problems you can get around. Being that all the water is pressurized, when you open the hot water, the moment you open the hot water, water, you are releasing cold water into the tank. And the cold water instantly is cooked. Because since the tank is massive, and the temperature in the tank is way above Yatzeledes, the cold water that enters into the tank is instantly raised to the temperature above Yatzeledes. So by you releasing a small amount of hot water, it's instant bishul. Now, if you can get around that problem, you're in good shape. How can you get around? Somehow you have to close off the intake, the cold water coming inside, and you have to figure out a way for you to have some artificial pressure to bring water from the tank to your faucet. If you can figure out a way, you can do that, which can be done, especially if you have a tank that is in the attic. If you pump the water up to the attic, or you have a pump, or I don't know, but let's say you have some technique, and you close the cold water, then you're in good shape. You're in good shape. Or let's say you're dealing in an apartment building where there's so many customers in the apartment, water is anyway flowing into the tank, and not, so it's negligible the amount of water that you're causing to go into the tank when you're on the 20th floor and you turn on some hot water, and the amount of cold water that's going into the tank is negligible relative to the amount of hot water that's being heated anyway in the apartment building today, modern apartment building today. There are many different new technologies that are being used to make hot water. Then there's a lot of ground to be made using hot water. But by a boiler, you have the same problem.
No, it's not immediate, though.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly why I want to say exactly the point. It's not immediate. When the boiler runs out of water, when the water evaporates, it takes in more cold water. When that cold water comes in, it's boiled much faster than a hot water tank, because the temperature in the boiler is much higher than that.
The truth of the matter is, what it comes in is hot water.
That depends on your plumber. That depends on your plumber. We had a new boiler put in. It depends on the plumber.
If he didn't do that, he did the wrong thing.
What?
Cold water.
He put in the cold water? So I had a debate. I actually had a debate with my plumber about it. I have a very good plumber. We put in about 10 years ago a new boiler, maybe even more. And I was watching him very carefully. I was trying to learn how the whole thing works. We had a discussion, a long discussion, if the water coming in should be hot water or cold water. And like he didn't want to decide.
He didn't want to pass
because he's the plumber. And he said you can go both ways. Each one has a mila. The mila is it can crack the boiler. It's cold water. They put in, if the level of water is working very hard and you have a lot of cold water coming in over time, it can wear out the boiler. On the other hand, the gas bill is going to be a little bit higher during the winter time because you're using up.
The way around that, what they do is they temper the water. They have the pipe of the cold water that's going into the oven actually coils near the oven so the water
warms up a little bit. So it shouldn't crack. But he's saying it's cold water, it's not hot water. But it's not bishul. But what he's saying, even what you're doing is you're warming up the water, it's not yet at a temperature that's...
Yeah, but if you're taking it from a hot water tank,
okay,
and you're ready when we wash it.
Oh, so you're saying that in order to make a technique, in order to be able to turn on the radiators on Shabbos, if you have a situation where you want to be able to turn on the heat on Shabbos, he's saying that it will be preferred you take away part of the shayla by having a hot water come into the boiler. Absolutely. But even better than that, what you started with, it's not instant.
Right.
When you turn on the radiator, there's a long process until the cold water comes inside. First, there has to be the water comes in. And then the temperature has to drop. And it has to work hard. And then it has to realize there's not enough water. There are so many different steps that have to happen before the cold water comes into the boiler. So, it's a grum of a grum of a grum of so many grummas. That's how all the tzomet devices work. Multiple layers of grumma until you actually do something. So certainly you're dealing with a boiler, letting cold water come into the boiler until the water is coming into the tank.
That's the problem with the thermostat. Because the thermostat is very sensitive and it'll put it on as soon as there's a change. It feels the change.
But it's not instant. It's not instant.
More instant. The grumma idea is that
yeah.
The thermostat doesn't measure constantly. It's 2 degrees.
Sporadic.
No, it's like a circuit.
Sporadic, right. It's random.
Your chances are that when you're doing it, the thermostat is
not that when you turn on that valve, what, it's an instant reaction that the thermostat's going to instantly detect? Impossible.
No.
It's not instant reaction. It'll take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. It's not going to happen instantly. So l'chora, there are grounds to be made. That's the point. That's one. He says over here, halachav l'lamayisli, because he doesn't know the technology. And if he didn't know technology, then certainly l'chas kamakam, every single day there are new gadgets, new gizmos. We got a new boiler. I was totally blown away. And it was a cheap boiler. But the technology that was very different. There are many safety features, and you know, all the, unfortunately, all, a lot of the safety features already twice. Two of the safety features backfired, and shut down the boiler right in the middle of the winter. And one plumber could not figure out for the life of him why the boiler doesn't work. Another plumber comes, he right away saw that this safety feature is not functioning, so he basically overrode it, so the safety feature, and now the boiler works perfectly fine. But what? No safety feature. So you have to know, you really got to know how things work. It's very, very complicated.
It also depends how the boiler is built. I was now in Natchez Street.
Yeah.
And I was taking a shower.
Yeah.
And suddenly I heard a bang.
Yeah.
Like an explosion. And I ran out of the shower, you know, the way I was with soap. What happened was the boiler was built.
That picture you didn't send us?
I didn't do it. Our boiler is, if you look at the water boiler,
yeah,
the cold water comes in from the top.
Yeah.
And there's a big tube that pulls up the hot water from the bottom. In Israel, the cold water and the hot water, the cold water comes in from the bottom, and the hot water, the heater is right at the bottom, and the hot water comes out from the bottom. So what happens if you have your boiler set for very hot, sometimes when the cold water comes in, and the water is very hot in your the hot water and the cold water automatically cause a steam explosion.
Okay.
So you find
an explosion.
Right. So that's what happens.
It's not so good. So
redesign that
system.
Okay, let's go further. The ayin bekuntris hayoyvel luach bekuntris luach hayoyvel kos Hashem agoyin of Yosef Elio Henkin shem nishar b'seichen lepam mayim yesh lahachmer b'paschan. You have to be machmir, and it's a chiddush. I have to know why, because there's a halacha that if the water that was once cooked ain bishul achar bishul, even by water, we're machmir. If you want to go make a cup of coffee, and you want to make a second cup of coffee, and the first cup of coffee there's some water, we're machmir, that should be dry. But meikar hadin, if even there's a collection of water that's now cold, ain bishul achar bishul, the water that has been collected inside a radiator is cold, is water that has come from the tank, which already has been cooked. Yerev Henkin says he's machmir, that being that it's been cooled down, you should be machmir. Now, what about closing a radiator? Oh, that maybe is that osur mutter? What about closing a radiator? So he says l'sagu near the mutter. I am besifkan shachazeh. Why not? What are you doing by closing it? By closing it, you're not causing any bishul. You're causing the fire to go out. You're not causing the fire to go out immediately. If it's not on, if the fire is not on, you're certainly not doing anything. And if the steam and the fire at this moment in time is on, so are you causing it to go out at this very moment? No. It's a psik reish lo nichalei. So that's why he holds that it's mut to close the radiator. Yeah?
You're allowed to, you know, you have a valve at the end where the steam comes out.
Yeah.
That's clogged,
not charged. Yeah. You're that's the same exact thing as opening up the valve. You're trying to open. You're getting a valve in shalos of muksa, tikkun moneh. There might be other issues. There might be that if it's broken, if you have that the...
No, it's clogged.
It's clogged.
And you dust and everything. And you want to take it, you literally have to take it off.
Oh, l'char not. L'char, that's already, that's tikkun moneh. L'char, that's, it's mechubal l'karaka. L'char, you can't do that. That's a shal of boineh. The shal of boineh, you're attaching something permanently to the wall. By screwing something into the wall, that's a melacha d'oraisa of boineh. And there's also, it's a kli, it's mak bepatish. So l'char, that going that far, and there's different shals of muksa, as he mentions here briefly. Okay, I don't know, I just want to bring out the issues. These are issues, so really halacha l'maisa, maybe I want to maybe try to go look at his safe, maybe he speaks about it. Rabbi Riviat, we'll see if he has something there. Okay, let's read a little bit more. Halacha Dalad, Bein Livtech Bein Liskar, speaking about you're not allowed to open up the door of an oven. You're not allowed to open it, not allowed to close it, because by doing, you're causing the flame to flare or to settle down. V'oisan hatanudim shachoyim ha'avir nichnas le'akonim me'atanudim shenisakim al yidei shem nages. So he's asking now, what about our modern day ovens? Our modern day ovens who are heated through pipes, either of shemen, oil. I mean, we don't have oil ovens anymore, or gas ovens. So chadoyme v'yeshlem shoyin automatic shemar olav nekuda sachoyim, which have a thermostat. Ushachamimus oil ad nekuda holyoyin, when the temperature reaches the set temperature, as tifsek atander avoidasa, but if an automatic v'nisha shemrak lahav katan, there is a pot of light, which is no longer true anymore. Pot of lights are illegal. Okay, this halacha is outdated. Lahav what? It's not illegal?
A lot of them put it in.
They put in? What, on the ovens?
Oh, an oven?
An oven. Boilers, yes. No, boilers still have, of course. Boilers, do they have, or they have pilot lights?
Yeah.
A lot of them still have pilot lights.
Yeah, a lot of them still put in
pilot lights. Okay, but the ovens, or the commercial ovens still have a pilot light. The commercial ovens, you have in your house a commercial oven, then they still have pilot lights. Or go into a yeshiva, that's what they rely on. They don't have to get, some of the yeshivas still, they have, I know, they used to always have kosher cooks. So someone who's a mashkiach in yeshiva told me that in his yeshiva they have a guy, he's the cook. He said, how are you talking? You have a guy that's a cook? So he says to me, let me explain to you. It's all about money. He says, if we hire a Yefrum Jew as a cook, we cannot tell him to clean the pots and to mop the floors. It's beneath his dignity.
Won't
he won't do it. He just won't do it. So we always have to hire someone to mop the floors, to clean the pot. So we use. But if we hire a non-Jew as the cook, so part of the deal is they do everything. They clean the pot, they mop the floors. But what is the trade-off? We have to hire a mashkiach tamidi. It's cheaper to hire a mashkiach tamidi and hire a non-Jewish cook who will do the pots and the floors than to hire a Jewish cook and avoid the price of a mashkiach tamidi.
So it should have been far, is that the
what? No, just that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Okay. Let's see. So over here we have here v'niksha sham dak lahaf. We had the word lahaf right there. No, that was so. Here it means the flame. The flame here means the pot of light. Katan. Over meshach zman k'shachamim mis ma'etes yeredes, and over time when the temperature changes, shuv maschelas avoydasa v'halav oile umemela muvan adavar k'shepoischim delas echalon. When you open up a door or a window, mis ma'et hachamim mus v'acheder v'halav oile v'oyvedes avoydasa. So here's a question: are you allowed to open up an oven on Shabbos? We discussed last week. Imoto liftoya chadela sechalon b'Shabbos ayin leel binyan ha mikader v'ev shekzas lidon lekan. We discussed last week the mikader. What was the mikader? That's what we discussed the oven.
The refrigerator.
V'ev shekzas lidon lekan avol ev shelchalik tohasa mask lavoyde b'koyach zedem or like electricy. The liktzas shidos ein b'zeh. We discussed this in the stachiluk. There, when it comes to a refrigerator, the reason why halacha lemaisa we are so megal is because even if you open up the door and the temperature rises and the thermostat causes the refrigerator to go on due to your actions, what are you doing? You're causing an electric circuit to be completed by turning on the motor, and that's a malacha derabanan. Electric is only midrabanan, so you can be making when it comes to a davar shem ischavin b'sikrei shlonichle, when it comes to electricity, refrigeration. But when it comes to an oven, it's not so simple. An oven, when you open up the door of the oven and then you're causing it the temperature to change, then mashein kein kan the nasik al de shemen or gas, ovens or boilers are heated through oil or gas. V'yeshkan shal heves, there is a real flame. To lukul yalma yeshkan iser de oiraisa. So that's why it's more complex. However, v'yalkoponim b'shuhu shayves, when the oven at this moment in time is off, sorachli zohir, you have to be careful. Don't open up the oven or don't do something that will cause the boiler to turn on at this moment, because you're really causing fire in this moment. But when it's already in running, it's already, the flame was already on, you're not doing anything, you're just maintaining the status quo. You're opening up the oven when the flame already is on. Benal, you can be lenient. Even the very religious are not careful in this matter. They're very makel. They hold this to be a gom bialmo. Like when it comes to the refrigerator. So he's saying over here that he observed that even when it comes to, he knows he used the word hacharedim. A I'm very surprised, because I was under the impression that the word Haredim is a much more modern term. This thing was written probably 50, 60 years ago. And the word Haredim, which we use to refer to the ultra-Orthodox, is a much more modern usage of the word. Take out an old newspaper, take out the Jewish press from 50 years ago. You're not going to see the word Haredim. Today you'll read in every article you have the word Haredim. But he says even the very religious, they're not nizer in this, the very makel. Okay, so halacha l'maisa, it's not true anymore. Halacha l'maisa, the olam is not makel. Right? No one today uses, you don't see people using an oven on Shabbos. Unless you have it on a clock. You have it on a clock. But people don't leave an oven on Shabbos. If you leave it on Shabbos, you got a big problem. Correct?
Is that, that's why the caterers, when they use their ovens,
they have warmers.
It's electric. It's a whole different shine.
Right. They're right. They have electric warmers. Right. But they leave it on, but it's not even they leave on the ovens, but those ovens, do they work a little bit differently? Do they work? It's also on thermostat. It goes up and down, on and off.
They have thermostats
inside. It goes on and off.
They bring to a kiddush or something.
They're like refrigerators. They're like refrigerators. So that's the why they make them, because they're not run by. Gas, yeah. So they're no different than a refrigerator.
So it's a bit cooler if you go to a hotel that has instant hot water.
Instant hot is also.
They usually use electrical.
Yeah.
There's electrical elements.
But it's also Bishel. There's another problem. Problem is, yeah. Bishel. There's a problem of Aish.
If someone used it and there's still water a little bit left over, so when you put it on again,
yeah,
you're not really.
Well, once the water was cooked, so it's ain bishlacha bishel.
You're producing new water, because new water is.
So there are two issues. There's an issue of havara, and there's an issue of bishel. Just because something is not, there's no havara, there can still be bishel. Instant hot is a problem of bishel. There's no havara. Making the electricity is not a melacha deraisa. Getting the the water becoming burning hot is still called bishel. So you still can't use instant hot. The electric warmers, there's no bishel. The food was fully cooked from before Shabbos. So just a matter of keeping it warm. So it's no different than a refrigerator. If you would put into an electric warmer food that's not cooked at all from before Shabbos, you will have a problem. Well, you don't have a problem. You can let it cook, but you just can't open the door. Could be some of the caterers do it. You put something into an electric warmer before Shabbos at a very high temperature. So you need like a blech. But and you would have another problem, that you would not be able to open up the door until it's fully cooked. Because then by closing the door, if it's not fully cooked, you're causing there to be bishel by closing the door. But once already fully cooked, ein bishlacha bishel, the only problem will be havar. Electricity is not a shaila, and he's mekel. And he presents over here that some make leave when it comes, even when it comes to cooking. Even there, it's also only a grumma. When you open up the oven, you're not directly causing the flame to ignite. It's only a grumma. So it's a grumma. So even when it comes to the raisa, there is grounds to be makel. All right, we'll stop over here. I'll take a little break, and we'll talk about
I was doing the research on
Kutzuka.
Yeah.
So I found there's a Yiddish saying it means that it's better to be Jewish and not keep things, not visibly, you don't wear a hat or than to be a kairos wearing the talbush to wear a hat. And that's from the Kutzuka.
So what's doing at the show today?